And again, for Ananda, there is a Buddhist tree belonging to Amitayus the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened. That Bodhi tree is 1,000 yojanas in height, having petals, leaves and branches spread over 800 yojanas, having a circumference near the base of the root of 500 yojanas, always in leaf, always in flower, always in fruit, of different colours, of many 100,000 colours, of different leaves, of different flowers, of different fruits, adorned with many beautiful ornaments, shining with precious jewels, bright like the moon, beautified with precious jewels, such as are fastened on Sakra's head, strewn with Chintamani jewels, well adorned with the best jewels of the sea, more than heavenly, hung with golden strings, adorned with hundreds of gold chains, jewel garlands, necklaces, bracelets, strings of red pearls and blue pearls, lion twists, girdles, bunches, strings of jewels, and all kinds of jewels, covered with nets of bells, nets of all kinds of jewels, nets of pearls, and nets of gold, adorned with the emblems of the dolphin, the swastika, the Nandyavarta, and the moon, adorned with nets of jewels and of bells, and with ornaments of gold and of all kinds of jewels, in fact adorned according to the desires of beings, whatever their wishes may be. And again, O Ananda, the sound and noise of that Bodhi tree, when it is moved by the wind, reaches immeasurable worlds. And, O Ananda, for those beings who, hearing that Bodhi tree reaches, no disease of the ear is to be feared until they reach Bodhi. And for those immeasurable, innumerable, inconceivable, incomparable, measureless, immense, and inexpressible beings whose sight that Bodhi tree reaches, no disease of the eye is to be feared until they reach Bodhi. And again, O Ananda, for those beings who smell the scent of that Bodhi tree, no disease of the nose is to be feared until they reach Bodhi. For those beings who taste the fruits of that Bodhi tree, no disease of the tongue is to be feared until they reach Bodhi. For those beings who are lighted up by the light of that Bodhi tree, no disease of the body is to be feared until they reach Bodhi. And again, O Ananda, for those beings who meditate on that Bodhi tree according to the law, henceforward, until they reach the Bodhi, no perplexity of their thought is to be feared. And all those beings, through the seeing of that Bodhi tree, never turn away, namely, from the highest perfect knowledge. And they obtain three kinds of kshanti or resignation, namely, koshanuga, anulomiki, resignation to natural consequences, and anutpatika dharmakshanti, resignation to consequences which have not yet arisen, through the power of the former prayers of that same Tathagata Amitayus, through the service rendered by them to the former jinnas, and through the performance of the former prayers to be well accomplished and to be well conceived, without failure or without flaw.